Well, you can suggest it too.
No.
But double the odds.
I don't think it's necessary.
Double the odds.
I don't really think that's...
Double the odds.
You know, I don't want to hate Day of the Dead, but you keep making me want to hate Day of the Dead.
Wait, why?
Why?
I don't want you to
suggest
it
every
time. That's Sam Slate. That's what you sound like every time we talk about Day of the Dead.
All right, so this is kind of weird because technically I should talk about this movie because I technically suggested
it,
but I don't.
Why did you suggest it,
Alec? Well,
why
Sam Slade.
Flashbacks.
Flashbacks to Alec. You should suggest Day of the Dead. Oh, and here's Black Coat's daughter.
You asked for suggestions. You're like, I don't have any. What do I do?
No, I'm pretty sure the exact conversation was, please suggest Day of the Dead. Oh, by the way, here's some other suggestions.
No, I didn't suggest Day of the Dead because you guys were going to make fun of me. I didn't realize that was going to happen anyways.
You should have
okay.
known. You should have known
you
that we made fun of
known.
You for
you
suggesting
known.
Day of the Dead. So anyway, Day of the Dead review. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Samson wakes up.
Darn it. just another dream.
Yet another dream. That's the fourth this week.
So The Black Coat's Daughter is a movie that I suggested because I was enthralled by its visuals and the trailer that I definitely saw and mm-hmm. the things that I had definitely heard of it through other sources that are not Sam Slade or anyone else in this room, but completely on my own, the things that I found.
Well, Red Letter Media talked about it, too.
Did they?
Yeah, that's how I knew about it.
When they talked about it?
I don't even remember. It was just some video they were doing, like, blah, blah, blah. Black Coat's Daughter is also great.
Jay is always bringing
it
up,
was Jay,
like,
yeah. But they have both seen
boring horror movies. They love those. Jay's like, hey, have you guys seen The Witch? He's like you, but for The Witch.
Yeah.
And instead of Day of the Dead.
He does
not
love that,
really him, is he?
He does love that Witch movie, dude.
Yeah, he's like, hey, guys, have you seen The Witch? We should actually move that camera a little bit because it gets, there's too much wall.
Just correct it in editing.
No, but I mean, like, it's not, like, equal on us.
Yeah, it's not centered. It's not centered.
Oh, we didn't start a timer. What does that say? I'll do it.
We need a timer for 27 minutes. 27 minutes on the clock. 27 minutes. All right.
Well, it was
yeah, so Black Coat's Daughter.
Yeah.
So I going into it, I knew that it was a movie that Sam Slade, I actually don't remember if you had already seen it prior to suggesting it or
yes.
if
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
So yeah, you suggested it the week before that. Had
I
you
had
seen
not
it?
Seen it at that point.
Okay.
No.
So yeah, the first time Sam Slade suggested it, he hadn't seen it. And it sounded kind of interesting then, just on the premise of it's a 2017? Did it come out this year?
No, it came out 2015.
Okay, 2015.
No, I think it was shot in 2015, but it came out this year, dude.
I got a weird release thing. Like, it did come out this
year.
Yeah,
it did.
Like, the director, if I read it correctly, the director filmed two films in the past, like, 3 years, but the one he shot second came out before the one he shot first, and that was the one he shot first with the Black Coat's Daughter. So it's technically his first film, even though it was released second.
Right.
So yeah, I didn't know.
It's like Enemy.
Yeah.
Because Enemy was made before Prisoners, but it came out like a year after Prisoners officially.
So I didn't know much about it besides the fact that Sam Slade liked it, which meant that it was going to be boring.
No. What? No. It's not boring at all, is it, Kevin?
No, it is not.
So, Sam Slade, what did you think going into a Black Coat Star movie that I suggested that you knew nothing about?
Well, once you suggested it, I realized I'd seen it already. I was like, oh, I'm so glad Alec suggested that movie that I've seen. Now I don't have to watch one.
You're like, oh, you know I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, I have.
So, did you not watch it again?
I did not see it again. Because I literally just saw it like a week or two ago.
Mm.
Like, I just saw it.
If I were in your position, I would have been very tempted to watch it again.
I was planning on like possibly seeing it again. I just never got around to it.
Because after I thought about it more, I was like, not going to lie. If that had been my suggestion, I would have definitely would have tried to see it again before for the review.
But yeah, I only knew like almost nothing about it. I was like, Red Letter Media talked about it, which means I'm interested in seeing it, whether it's good or not. I mean, they like a lot of movies I don't like, but
Well, Jay especially is always spouting out weird horror movies that are like 50-50.
Yeah.
Like they could be really boring and bad like The Witch. Or
I haven't even finished it. Shut up.
I have. It's boring and bad.
Okay, well, you can say that. He can.
Sam Slade, you love boring and bad movies.
Not The Witch. That movie sucks. Anyways.
No, it doesn't.
No. It doesn't. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And I'm always, you know, my radar is always like, oh, like a few years ago came out. It's a horror movie. Yep. Nobody saw it. That, yep. You know,
the it has one of the Emmas in it.
It has one of the Emmas in it.
Yep.
So I was like, yeah, I'll suggest that. And then I watched it. Because it was just on Amazon Prime. I was like, I might as well. And I liked it a lot. I liked it, like once it ended, I was like, oh my gosh. That is so clever, that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kevin?
But just like Sam Slade, I also didn't know anything. I never heard of it before.
Yeah. Not until Alex suggested it.
And Sam's like remembered that he had seen it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where we're different, because I did not remember that I had seen it.
You didn't remember that you had seen it until after you watched it.
Right, and then I was like, I have seen that. Yeah. I think I saw it once.
Today.
Yeah, I went in knowing literally nothing about it. All I knew was just from like just the IMDb score, pretty much.
Oh, and it's got a terrible IMDb
score. Yeah, it's got a 5.8.
Yeah.
Which does not make sense to me, because something I always go back to when it comes to IMDb ratings that are kind of off was Event Horizon, because I completely underestimated Event Horizon because of its IMDb score. I'm like, oh, it's got a 6 point whatever. I'm like, it's probably not that great. And then it turns out I really liked it, and I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. I thought this was, on a technical level, better than Event Horizon.
I just wonder,
but is somehow way lower.
Usually when movies, you know, get like that, where it's like they have a horrible score on like Rotten Tomatoes or like IMDb or whatever, and then I see it, it's like, even if I like it, I'm like, oh, okay, I think people didn't like this because of this.
Yeah, there's usually like something you can be like, oh, okay,
it's probably
because
it's slow.
Like Event Horizon.
No,
like,
male
even
characters.
I didn't like it
because there wasn't any men.
There was no men in it.
Like there wasn't.
So I'm gonna be a little bit of an outlier here, because I didn't like it that much.
No.
I thought it was fine, but I think it fails on more things that it tries to do than succeeds at.
Really?
I think it does a few things really well, but I also think it does a lot of things really poorly.
I don't think it's like perfect. It's just that when that ending hit, I was like, I like this movie a lot. Because the whole movie as a whole, like I was like, it was starting to lose me by the end, because I was like, oh, are they just, is this their point? And then they had their point, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes the whole movie itself good in my eyes, you know?
You're always about those Rosemary's Baby endings, just saving the movie for you, Sam Slade.
It's different than Rosemary's Baby, though.
I'm just saying.
It's really sad. It's really depressing.
No, it is very sad. I liked the ending a lot, but I feel like leading up to it, a lot of the event... Well, that's spoilers, but basic review, did you like it? Obviously, you guys both do, but if you like, elaborate a little bit more.
If you like slow burns and like really creepy atmosphere, then you should see it, definitely.
Something I will applaud it for is that while it's slow, it's not like too slow. It's only an hour and a half or whatever, and
yeah,
it doesn't overstay its welcome. Mm-hmm. So like, if it was as
soundtrack's really good.
Yeah. The soundtrack's great. That's one of the things that I really... It builds mood very well. Like, the thing that I think it nails is mood and atmosphere, which is very applaudable, because that's not
easy. Which is what I like a lot.
That's not easy at all, in fact. That takes you a lot.
Yeah, so it's definitely carried a lot by its mood and atmosphere, which is helped a lot by its soundtrack, which is really good. Actually, reading about the soundtrack was kind of funny, because apparently it was done by the brother of the director.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated it. Like, after doing it, he said that he hated doing a movie soundtrack, which is crazy, because I thought the soundtrack was great.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
Well, dude, he's just like Dylan from Fateful Five.
Yeah, he doesn't want to write.
He doesn't want to write. He doesn't want to do music.
He's forced to because he's great.
Well, he's too good at it to not do it.
Yeah. He makes too much money to not do it.
I like to imagine that's kind of where Stephen King is at. Like, I would imagine Stephen King might hate writing. Then again, he does it too much to hate it.
Yeah.
George R. R. Martin hates writing.
Probably. Yeah. Like, he doesn't want to do anything anymore. He's like, he wants to retire.
He wants to go home.
He's like, let me go home.
Can I go home? He's not. He hasn't been home yet in several
they
years.
They keep shipping him to cons, dude. They keep putting him at, like, San Diego Comic Con and stuff. They just keep putting him places. It's like, I want to go home. I don't want to be on Conan.
Yeah, I think it sets up. I think it sets up its tone really well, and it keeps that tone.
Yep.
I really like
not
that.
Not a single joke in that movie. It's very dour.
No, there's not a joke in it. No. There is a point about halfway, like, so tone, I like, plot is very predictable at a certain point. Like, the first half of the movie, I was like, oh, what's going to happen? It's got the mystery. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, this movie wants to be Suspiria, but it's coming out this year, yeah, and it's not Suspiria. And then the halfway point hits, and I knew exactly what was going to happen from there on out. Like, once the diner scene happened, I was like, oh, that's where the movie's going. And
yeah, no, same here, but I did not expect the point of it to be what it was.
No.
Like, I knew what was happening. I was like, oh, that's what this is. That has to be it. And that's where, like, again, the movie was losing me, like you were saying, like, yeah, it just, like, kind of goes down. Like, I was thinking, I'm like, is that all you're trying to show me? Is this, like, is that, like, your whole point with this is, you know, without saying anything, it's like, yeah, I don't think that's that interesting until, like, the last, like, 2 minutes of the movie, and you're like, oh, that's what you were trying to tell me.
Yeah.
To be honest, I did not see anything coming for the most part.
I would have loved it if Sam Slade and I were really mean about it before that. Like, oh, you would have to be a stupid fucking idiot to not. You would have to not have a brain to not see what was happening.
It's so obvious. They might as well write it on the screen.
I'm going to edit it so it sounds like that's what we did first, and then edit it so that Kevin's like, morons. Well, I didn't know what.
Well, you have a great face to work with. I'm like this.
Whoever listens to the podcast gets to be in on that joke.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Kevin, you're right. Keep going.
Different things. But yeah, no, it. I didn't see so much of it coming. At least not that far ahead, anyway. Because I guess when each thing happened, without getting into spoilers, but as each thing happened, I was like, all right, well, that's weird. And then I wasn't thinking, like, real into it. I mean, I was into it, but I wasn't, like, trying to do anything. I was just kind of, I'm like, I'm just going to let this movie run its course, whatever.
I would say flaws the movie has is, so with its point and ending, like, I felt like, as a whole, there's a lot of stuff where they're like, all right, so we have, like, 15 minutes of content here. What else should we... Okay, so she's got, like, she's, like, pregnant.
She's pregnant. Oh, like, Sam Slade, I have a whole rant, like, about the pregnancy.
Like, it's just, like, there's a lot of stuff where you're just, like, this has no real levity on the plot.
So
in the grand scheme of things.
One of my biggest problems with a lot of it is that the movie doesn't have any characters until the very end. Like, the character arc that's important or interesting does not get revealed to you until the very end. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never even, it's barely sprinkled in through the rest of it. Like, it's a slow burn, but it's a slow burn to the point where you don't even get an idea of what the character arc that you're supposed to be interested in is, and then it's just dropped on you at the end.
I think it's all there. It's just you wouldn't realize it until they tell you.
Possibly. I mean, I admit that I could change that on a second viewing, knowing what happens, but
well,
there's also...
Because she's sitting there looking at the... at her calendar and all that,
like,
and all those things where she's like, she knows, you know, like,
yeah,
overall.
But also, like, besides that girl not really being a character till the end, the other girl really isn't a character. Like, she has a boyfriend. No. That's her personality. She has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend got her pregnant, and she might be having an abortion. Like, that's the whole, like, that's her character. She doesn't have really any other than that. You know, it's just...
Well, like, it's really interesting. I feel like I would have that problem, but I strangely don't, because of the way the movie is played, it's played for the kind of unraveling mystery kind of thing. It feels like everything just kind of happens, but I think if you see the grand scheme and you see the bigger picture, I could easily see it be like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. I think things would make more sense. That's why I wanted to see it a second time myself. So yeah, this is just my opinion.
We should get into spoilers.
All right, so spoilers. If you haven't seen the movie, I would say go see it. Even though I wasn't the biggest fan of it, I'd still say it's as compared to A24's other horror movie I saw this year, it's much better.
Oh, right, it's an A24 movie.
Yeah.
Wait, is
yeah.
it an A24?
It was A24. It was, yeah. Actually, I know it's A24 because I saw the logo and I was like, I wonder what it's like, what the process of getting a movie produced by A24 is like. And then I looked at their filming list and I was like, they don't do comedies.
Yeah. They do horror.
They do horror and minority movies.
Well, drama.
Yeah. they did a comedy, didn't they? It's one comedy, isn't there?
The Lobster's a comedy.
Yeah, The Lobster's a comedy. There you go.
It's a really dark comedy.
Yeah.
It's an insanely dark comedy.
They do dark things.
Our comedy is very dark, dude.
Yeah, have you seen our main character?
Yeah, it's very dark.
Even though Ingrid Goes West was not an A24, it's pretty much like that. They would have taken it. Mm. And ours is pretty similar.
You think
in A24 tone,
would have taken Ingrid Goes West?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
But yeah,
I don't know if they'd take us just because of like we're not artsy enough. Like their whole thing is artsy.
Black Coat's Daughter is artsy.
It is artsy.
Yeah.
Oh wait. Okay, so if we're in spoilers, this is a spoiler. The cinematography is very hit and miss. Like there are some shots that I'm like, oh my god, you thought that was a good shot? Why did you do that? Like there's one shot in the beginning where I took a note of it because I was like, that's a terrible shot, and it cut back to it twice. And it's just this really weirdly framed shot of the back of the main girl's head, the demon girl. And it cut back to it twice, and both times it stood out to me because I was just like, that's not a good-looking shot. Like, it's weird. I can't see what purpose it serves. With a horror movie like this, you have a lot of opportunity to use cinematography to help tell your story. And that shot not only didn't do that, it was also just boring to look at, and it was there for a long time.
I don't remember that.
But there's also just, like, the cinematography never really surpasses serviceable, which...
I disagree. I love the cinematography overall, personally. Clash!
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, there's never a point where I was like, wow, that was a good shot, or like, wow, this is really crazy. Like, it looks fine. The look of the movie overall is good because the locations and the color palette is very fitting for the tone.
It reminded me of Let the Right One In. Like, it looked like that a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
I didn't think there was a problem with the cinematography overall, though. I think it was, like you said, it was at least serviceable, sometimes was good, like with lighting and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I liked it because with, you know, you could say, oh, the lighting was great, but it's like, well, that's part of cinematography. So every time I thought the lighting was great, I'm like, well, this is a dynamic-looking shot. Like, it pops. Like, I want to look at it kind of thing. Like, that's part of what kept me interested. Part of it.
So spoilers.
But so, yeah, so where the movie was starting to lose me was like once you realize, okay, so this girl Emma Roberts
is
the same older, girl yeah. as the other the main character girl.
Yeah.
Which by the way, that was a problem I had with the movie where I was like, they should have put that further in the future because, like, it
well, they
she's
look
not
almost
that,
the same.
They
age.
Look almost the same age. Yeah. So you're like, I don't know why she looks so much different. If they would have made her older, then it's like, oh, she's older. She looks different. Like, who cares? But, like, it was like, oh, like, 10 years later, she looks
basically the same.
Like, she wouldn't look that much different. But, yeah, I was like, so is the point just that this family's with this girl that murdered a bunch of people, and that's, she murdered the girl and all that, and that's what this event is, and that's all the point is that the family's with her right now? And I was like, that's pretty lame. And that's what it seemed like it was going. Because it was building up a bunch. It's like, yeah. Oh, she just murdered them and cut their heads off. And she's all sitting there. And I'm like,
she's all.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. But then, right at the end, she comes there and she comes to the furnace thing. Like, oh, she's back at that. That's weird. To that specific one. Is that where Satan lives?
Satan's there, dude.
That is where Satan lives in the furnace, dude. Haven't you seen Home Alone?
And that's interspliced with the whole, like, with her getting exercise and, like,
yeah.
And Satan leaving.
Satan
is real creepy in this
movie. The creepiest thing about Satan to me is that there's a handful of nightmares that I had a while ago. And Kevin's heard all these nightmares. And the demon in all of those nightmares literally looked exactly like that. It was the scariest part of the movie to me because every time I saw it, I was like, that looks eerily familiar. So that was really creepy.
It's not even that. It's also his voice and how often he uses profanity. It's really weird because it's like, I was thinking, that makes a lot of sense though. Just like, he's just vulgar in general. I like
kill
that.
The cunts.
Yeah, he just says kill the cunts like 50 times. Like, he says it a lot.
Kill the cunts.
Well, it was actually Arya Stark who played the devil.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay, it reminded me of like The Exorcist and stuff. How like when what's her face was all possessed, she was saying,
"Kill the cunts."
Yeah, she was saying, "Kill the cunts." And stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, she gets to the furnace, and you're like, "Oh, she's at the furnace. That's weird." And then like, I'm like, I don't know. And then at the end, she's just crying, and then it ends, and I'm like, "What the heck?" And I was like, "Oh shoot, that's why she really misses the devil.
She wanted Satan.
She misses Satan.
She misses Satan a lot.
She's
like,
really
that,
sad
like,
that the Exorcist.
How long has she been killing people just to try and find
just
like
to
what
get
is up
Satan
with
back?
Yeah, it's really, and it's like, is it a father daughter thing? It probably is. It's probably more of a father daughter thing instead of like a relationship thing.
Yeah.
Because of the title, but
the movie,
I thought that was really interesting.
The movie also does, I mean, there's also some weird things that I thought were going places that weren't. I mean, obviously the pregnancy one is a big thing because the movie sets up the other big main character in the movie is another girl.
They had to fluff up their story better,
yes.
I think.
Yes, and by better, Sam Slade means lazily and not that good at all, actually.
No, I'm saying they should have done it better.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, so they add this secondary character, Rose, I think her name was in the movie. And they're just like, you know, these two girls at this boarding school. And they'd give her a little side plot where they're both stuck at the school for a few days together, which I think that could have been more interesting. And a really big missed opportunity to build both of their characters together is if they cut out the whole pregnancy thing and just had the two girls there with each other. I think that could have helped kind of progress the slow burn.
Yeah,
like the slow burn I feel happens relatively fast. Like if you cut out the intercuts between what's happening in the future or present, that whole story actually develops really quickly. Like it's only a slow burn because it's intercut between other things happening. Because like the chain of events are the girl goes the girls get trapped there. And then the one girl goes to check, tell her boyfriend that she's pregnant, comes back, and then she finds the girl hailing Satan or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, a few scenes later,
well,
she's...
it's parents coming to school day, and her parent is Satan.
Yeah, so. Satan came to school.
Satan came to school, and she was really happy about it.
Did you kill the cunts yet?
And then he's like, "I'm sorry, you can't be my daughter. You're being exercised. I'm sorry, I'm going to go." And she's like, "No, please. You're my only parent. You killed my parents."
I don't roll with that. We have 8 minutes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, is there anything else we want to say?
We got to give our closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts, really interesting. That's the most I can give it is that, like, that ending, well, now that it's been spoiled for you, it's just, like, when that hit, I was like, that is such a good idea. It could have been done better, you're right.
Yeah,
I just think either way, the fact that they came up with that and then executed the way they did, I was like, that's really cool.
I really wish that the idea had been executed better, because I did like the ending, but by the time it hit, I was just like, I don't, whatever, I'm bored. And I wasn't bored, bored's the wrong word, I was just like, the movie felt kind of predictable and cliched by that point, where I was like, oh, it's the Exorcist girl, and she's, you know, yelling, kill the cunts or whatever. Like, you know, it just felt done before, and then it, at the very last second, it introduces an interesting concept. So it's like, oh, wait, I want more of that. Like, I wish the movie was that more.
But the movie was that, and that's what was
but I, like, I didn't feel that. Like, it feels like it's thrown in at the end, and then it is that. Like, it could be, like, I could feel that way on a second viewing, but this viewing, I didn't feel that at all.
Like, well, I did. Like, I thinking back on it and stuff. And just all that, I was like, that's so cool. Good one, movie. But yeah, it could have been fluffed up better or just had a stronger first and second act in general. But either way, I still say it's good. I'd still say it's really good. And I wanted to talk about it just in general because nobody's seen it. And it was like...
I'm also hating on the movie more than I think I would in regular conversation just because, you know, I'm playing it up a little bit. Because I didn't hate the movie. I think I'd recommend it if, like... I wouldn't say, Brian, you should go see it, but, you know, if someone who loved horror movies was like, hey, should I see that Black Coat Stout? I'd be like, yeah, go
see
it.
Brian didn't see it because the girl gets stabbed a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I don't do that.
It was cool because...
That knife sharp, dude.
Something I will give it credit for and a reason I think people should go see it is because it does horror very well. Like, the movie is very spooky, and it does the eerie buildup of spook.
Not enough movies do that nowadays.
No. So
probably why Jay and Rich, or not Rich, Jay and Mike, they probably recommended it because of that, because they're always talking about,
I'm so sick of jump scares, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they hated and it.
There is none of that in this movie.
No, there's not a single jump scare. Actually, there is one part that is kind of jump scary, and it's just a shot to, or it's a cut to a gunshot going off. That kind of made me jump, just because it comes out of nowhere. But that's the closest the movie gets to a jump scare.
Yeah.
Kevin, final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts. Loved it. Loved the crap out of it.
Alex, a dumb idiot.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest it definitely to more people.
I'm going to suggest it again. We're actually doing it again next week.
I'm gonna see it again and maybe buy it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Definitely worth the watch for people that like horror.
So this leads us into our new announcement that all of October is going to be the Uncle Mickey,
wow.
Uncle Mickey's Spooky Fest.
Wow!
That means we're gonna watch one spooky movie every week.
Wow!
Every single day for the next year. That's
in October.
It's very easy.
Which means that's why that's a pumpkin, and we're watching a spooky movie
that's
next
week. That's why Spider-Man's
week.
Right there.
That's why Spider-Chan's got his head backwards. Wow! Because
he's the Exorcist.
He's the Exorcist. Always turns his head around.
Which I actually realized looking at the calendar, we could easily get 5 weeks out of the Uncle Mickey Spook Fest.
Oh, sweet.
Just because the last week in October, or the last days in October, are in the, an extra
Draw's
week.
Raw's got to be one of those. What? I've never seen it, but I think it should be just because it's going to come to Netflix.
The what?
It's just called Raw.
Raw.
Yeah,
Well,
quaint Uncle Mickey pick.
This guy's other movie is on it. Netflix or something like that. Like, I'm thinking about recommending it because, when reading about him, it apparently his other film is either on Netflix or Amazon or something like that.
Hmm.
So anyway, Kevin, what are your suggestions?
All right, so I have
you have three minutes.
Okay. So the first one is one from the early 80s. It stars Barbara Hershey, and it's called The Entity. And it is based on a allegedly true story about a woman who claims to have been raped by a demon repeatedly. Over a long period of time, and it's actually heavily debated. It's one of the most debated paranormal files ever.
Why are you laughing?
It's not a demon at all. It's just some guy that lives next door.
He puts on a mask.
He's black. Like,
oh
she's
my
just,
god!
Like, she's like, it's him. He's a demon. Like, oh my
god! Oh my god!
Oh, that I'm not on your side anymore.
Oh my god!
He's a demon.
It's super interesting.
It's not supernatural at all.
It's super interesting. It's really unnerving. It is a little long, but it's really effective at what it does. And the other one is one I've suggested before, but it's scary, so I'm bringing it back. No, it's Inside.
Inside.
Yeah, it's a French extremist one where a woman is
the remake, right?
What?
There's an Inside remake.
Oh yeah, no, there is. But yeah, the original. French one.
Okay.
2007, so it would include subtitles, but trust me, there's hardly any words. It won't matter. It's also very gross, so if you're in a gross mood, intense, isolated mood. And then there's one that's a little more lighthearted, and it's lighter on the horror also, and that's The Guest from the director of Your Next.
So if you want
kind of, I mean, it's less horror. It doesn't really turn horror until the end. It's kind of like a thriller until then, but it's kind of darkly funny, like Your Next. It's cool.
When did that first one come out again?
The Entity was early 80s. That's 81, I think.
Oh man, that's a.
And they're all kind of fit the bill of not a whole lot of people talk about that one. So, to some degree, because The Entity is an old
Could
one that's
like
not well known, like Possession. The Guest is a new.
I think I'm gonna go. My vote's gonna be with the Entity or just Entity.
The Entity.
The Entity. Yeah, my vote's gonna be with The Entity.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
All right.
The Entity. Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. Uncle Mickey reviewed a movie.
They did do that.
All right, well, we'll be back next week.
Thank you guys for watching this the first episode of Uncle Mickey's Super Spectacular Super Spooky Spooky Month.
So we'll call this Spooky Movie of the Week.
Spooky of the Week.
It is spooky. This is Spooky of the Week, Episode 1, Movie of the Week, Episode 12.
That's going to be a really cluttered thumbnail.
Yeah, well, that's all going to be on the thumbnail. It's Spooky.
Movie of the Week, 12.
Spooky of the Week, number one, yeah.
Spooky of the Week, Volume 1.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, all you podcasties out there. Okay.
All right, we're done.
All you podcasties out there, this episode was brought to you by Canon lenses. Get a lens from Canon.
Thanks.
Boom.
Boom.
Canon.
That's their logo. So catchline is a word, Kevin.
What?
Yeah, remember last week we were making fun of Sam Slate for saying catchline, even though I said it first. Catchline is a word.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I didn't even bother looking up till I realized that I actually said it first.
Oh, wait, just I absolutely knew you said it first. I thought you were playing it off as a joke. I remember when Sam
I actually didn't remember saying catchline. No, catchline is a word. And there's actually a reason that I would know it, because it's an advertising word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But it's basically the same thing as a tagline. It's just a catchline. So that camera doesn't die as soon. I don't know what the recording limit on that is.
But your camera probably is dead forever.
Yeah, this one is.
That one. No, I meant the other one. Like, it's probably dead. Like, the battery's dead.
Oh.